Greetings and salutations. This is the Human Podcast. I am Alex the Truck. I am here with my wife.
Not the truck.
Yes.
And I got my cat.
Oh, yes. And the princess.
Say meow.
Daddy's little girl.
Okay. Well, fuck off then. If you're not going to say meow and do cute shit, then go fuck off. Do something else. Not block my fucking microphone, idiot. I love you, Mochi. So, this is the Human Podcast. This week, you know, we're doing all fucking am I the assholes and am I wrongs and relationship advice. And it is Jesus's day, fucking Easter and shit. You know, some dude fucking got fucked up by Roman dudes, so these guys are weak because they couldn't kill him. They fucking nailed him to a cross. Apparently the Romans like nailing dudes. I mean, that's not really a fucking mystery there. Romans are all gay.
I thought they were Greeks.
Greeks, Romans, even the fucking samurai. Samurai were very gay. They fucked each other all the time.
Yes.
And people are like, no, that didn't happen. They're fucking badass dudes wielding katanas. It's like, no, they were fucking very close. And that's why they fucking penetrated themselves. But that's not what today is about. Today's about zombie Jesus and fucking gay bunnies, I guess, that poop out chocolate.
I have never once understood any aspect of Easter.
I don't understand any of the aspects of any of the fucking holidays whatsoever. Why, you know, is there a day where a fucking baby in a diaper shoots people with arrows?
The only reason I'm grateful for holidays is because they have to be paid.
It's like, hey, here's a fat guy that throws presents down your chimney, and hopefully that shit's not on during one of the coldest nights in fucking winter. I feel like it's just like a way to save wood. It's like, we're not doing it because Santa's going to bring presents. And it's like, you're actually out of fucking wood, you cheap piece of shit. So that's why you don't have the chimney lit. And like, it's just a lie that got out of hand. That's all fucking holidays are. It's just lies told to children to make them behave that got way out of hand. And then one child told like 10 other children and it's a fucking nightmare now.
As long as it's paid, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, whatever. But let's go ahead and go right into the first fucking... oh, no. My controller. The first fucking story. Am I the Asshole by Various Mouse 9222. I don't know why people put fucking numbers.
Because you have, because that name's already been taken, so you have to have
get a different character. Fucking one.
Not if you want something specific.
Tough shit. You should have gotten there sooner. You know, you can have whatever fucking name you want. Alex the Truck is pretty much available fucking everywhere. I mean, there's another dude, Alex the Trucking Guy, that post fucking videos of him in his truck. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he like fucking posts the logo of the company he works for. I'm like, oh, that's kind of dangerous.
Ooh, that is dangerous, yes.
I'm like, I don't know why you would fucking do that dumb bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's dumb. That's. The lead poisoning.
Eh, whatever. I mean, he posts like fucking quality content. So if you enjoy him, go over there. Tell him I fucking sent you. Tell him Alex the Truck sent you over to Alex the Trucking Guy. We're not the same person. And I will never fucking post videos of my fucking truck. I do drive a truck, though. But by Various Mouse 9222, am I the asshole for telling my son he's too old to do an Easter egg hunt and to give his eggs to his younger brothers?
Aww.
My brother and his wife organized an Easter brunch this morning. I brought my 16-year-old, 10-year-old, and 7-year-old sons. There was an egg hunt, and I assumed that the 16-year-old would supervise the younger kids. Actually, he participated and got a lot of eggs. I told him teens don't do Easter egg hunts, and he should give his eggs to his younger brothers. It's just candy, snacks, and dollar bills anyway. My brother said it's fine, and it's none of his business. So, you know, is Opie the asshole? Yeah, you're kind of a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. You know, if you know, you should put what it is up front. Be like, this Easter egg hunt is only for people under 12 or whatever the fuck you want to do it for.
Not only that, he just assumed a 16-year-old was going to automatically just be like, oh yeah, now I'm in charge of the children. The 16-year-old, like.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have someone watch your fucking children, I mean, if, you know, it was only the, you know, the three kids that are doing the Easter egg hunt, then yeah, I can be like, you know, share with your, you know, younger brothers. But. You know, if it's a bunch of kids and like one gets like the lion's share, you know, that's your fucking mistake. You have to eat that crow. And it sucks for you. It really fucking does. You made a mistake and you assumed. You made an ass out of you and me. And that's what happens. Now, you know, one kid gets the lion's share of all the fucking eggs, all the fucking candy. And, you know, and that's really what it is. Candy and, you know. If you really want to make it right, go out and get more eggs. You know, fucking fill them with candy and dollar bills and give them to the rest of the kids. And Meg, there you go, kids. You get more.
So as I got older and our parents did Easter egg hunts, like as the oldest, of course, I was able to like find more. But like I would like just like grab like a few and then I left the rest for my brothers because I didn't need to grab the lion's share. I just wanted us all to have an equal share. So, like, even though I was able to find more eggs because I was the eldest, I was like, oh, now this, I find my share.
I mean, you know, that's really what it is. I was 12 when my first brother was born. So I'm the older brother by a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got older, I would fucking, you know, go around with my little brothers and help them because they were toddlers and could barely fucking walk and throw eggs in their basket because I didn't give a shit about the candy.
It was more about the fun.
And I'd be like, where's the eggs? And, you know, it was a good fucking time. And then, you know, I moved out. You know, so, like, I was 12. I moved out at 18. So, like, at 6 years old, I fucking moved out of the house for all of them. And now they're all fucking grown-ass adults. And, you know, they don't remember any of that shit, but it's fine. You know, it you could go about it diplomatically. And be like, hey, older fucking brother that's way too fucking old and probably fingering chicks and hitting vapes. Can you please, you know, share some of your eggs with your brothers? At least your brothers. You don't have to share them with fucking everyone. You don't have to, like, fucking throw them back. Or, you know, have the older one help hide the eggs.
Yeah, it sucked once you reached that stage.
You know, because if you
really couldn't hunt anymore.
Because, like, you know, hiding the eggs is a lot of fun, too. Like, that's a fucking joy to, you know.
Hiding the eggs is fun, though. I'm not going to lie.
So, you know, either, you know, include them, but to invite someone and be like, hey, you can't be involved in any of the festivities. You have to just sit there and do nothing. You know, as, like, a fucking teenager, it's
wait,
like.
I thought OP was the one who's being a dick about it since his brother. Like,
no, no.
And the
so
uncle was like, oh, what?
This is the.
So this is the uncle?
This is, like, the uncle or aunt.
Oh, I thought it was
so,
the dad.
So it's the. You know, my brother and his wife organized an Easter brunch this morning. So, you know, now it's the aunt and uncle of these kids. And he brought, you know, it doesn't say who OP is. If it's a man or a woman, doesn't really matter. The
That's
parent.
True.
And pretty much. And there was an egg hunt, and I assumed that the 16-year-old, so the mother or father, assumed that the 16-year-old would supervise the younger kids, and he actually participated and got a lot of eggs. I told him that teens don't do Easter egg hunts, so, you know, mother or father fucking said, fuck you. And then, you know, the organizers of the whole thing said, fuck you, it doesn't matter. You know, the ones that paid for everything, assumedly. So, I'd leave it up to them. You know, OP, you're a fucking asshole. You should have gone through and, you know, put that, you know, whatever the fuck it was
up front, the expectation up front, instead of, you know, back, hey, look, it's the end. Now you have to, you know, all the work you just did is for naught. So, you know, you're kind of an asshole. Let's see what the fucking comments say. You know, let's. You're the asshole. You brought your son to an Easter egg hunt. You didn't tell him he wasn't allowed to participate. You allowed him to participate and then took his prizes away in public with everyone watching. You set an expectation without telling your son and punished him publicly for being stupid enough to join in with the rest of his family. If you're going to treat your son like a second-class citizen, you should at least tell him first. He's pretty, probably really happy about doing a kid's thing. 16 is a scary age, and participating in a childhood activity was probably like comfort food for him. He's got a silly kid for a morning. Congratulations on shitting on his joy. Yeah, pretty much what I said. By AD18433. So, yeah, OP, be better. You know, fucking parents don't participate in Christmas, and if you get Christmas presents, you should just give them to your family. Or fucking, you know, return them to the store and give the money to your family. You know, it's a shitty thing like that. You know, oh, look, you know, you're an adult. You don't participate in fucking holidays. You don't get to have fun.
I feel real bad for OP's son.
Yeah, fucking, you know, 16-year-old kid, hang in there. You got a couple more years, and then it's going to be fucking awesome. Next, Am I the Asshole? By ambitious one, 9423. Am I the asshole for calling my brother controlling when he said I'm the golden child? I, female 21, live with my parents. Move out. I'm a full-time student. Okay, never mind. And I do seasonal work during the holidays. My parents don't charge me rent and understand that I'm quite privileged. I have one sibling, my brother Curtis, male 28. He moved out 4 years ago. Jesus Christ. He lives with his wife and two kids, ages 10 and 6. That means, you know, he had both of his kids before he moved out of the fucking house. Curtis and I recently had a big argument, and I think he's being unreasonably hostile towards me and owes me an apology. I ranted about this situation to a friend, and he suggested I post it here. I don't normally go on Reddit. The argument started because my parents brought up my living situation at dinner and mentioned that the house will feel empty when I move out. Curtis says that he thinks I am spoiled that they do not charge me rent, and he thinks it's unfair that they charged him rent when he lived under the roof, but they don't charge me rent. My dad told Curtis to stop it, and that was different. Curtis already had a kid when he was 18 and was working full-time and had different girlfriends at the time living in the house. After dinner, me, my mom, and Curtis were alone in the kitchen. He again brought it up. He accused our mom of coddling me, and he said if I was his child, he'd charge me rent. Mom kept deliberately talking over him, but Curtis kept bringing it up and raising his voice. I just left the room, and he followed me a few minutes later. He accused me of being the golden child and doesn't understand why our parents won't listen to him. I called him controlling and said whether I pay rent is actually none of his business because it doesn't affect his life. He started full-on screaming at me, saying he'd never be controlling towards anyone in his family, and I was horrible to even say that. Everyone else heard his screaming, and his wife told him it was time for them to go home, and they left. I'm feeling quite lost in this situation and wondering if I was the asshole. To clarify, my parents did help him out a lot with each child, especially my brother's firstborn. It wasn't a roommate's relationship or anything. They paid for all the big ticket items like the baby crib and stroller and babysat a lot. Fucking Curtis, you're a controlling asshole. You're kind of a piece of shit. You had a baby at 18 and then expected your parents to fucking, you know, take care of everything until you're 24 years old. At 24 years old, I had moved the fuck out of the house, moved to a different state, fucking did a whole bunch of different shit. You know, I was living in North Dakota on my fucking own. You know, I don't see why, you know, you couldn't have done the same. You fucking had an oopsie daisy. I had a baby at 18. And then you had a second fucking kid while living at home with your parents. You know, you should have been like, oh, fuck, I should probably get my shit together before having a second kid. Nope. While under the roof with your fucking parents and your parents fucking providing a lot of fucking support, you know, you went 4 years later, had another fucking kid, you know, at 22. And it's like, okay, there you go. You're a fucking, you know, huge piece of shit. Yeah, Curtis, you're an asshole. Opie, you're not a golden child. You're going through fucking school, and I understand that. You know, that you know, you're female, 21, and, you know, when you get your college degree, you can fucking, you know, pay your parents back. Do something nice for your parents. Take them out on vacation. Do some cool shit. While your brother is fucking working a full-time job. I don't know, you know, if he does something good. Or if he, you know, barely fucking makes ends meet. I mean, I've never met, you know, really anyone with, you know, children that young that's doing quite well. Hi, Mo.
I feel really bad for Curtis's wife.
Well, Curtis is...
I agree with everything you've said.
Curtis's wife is a fucking saint. Like, obviously, she is not the mother to these two fucking kids, because they've had different girlfriends and all this other bullshit. So she's not the baby mama, but she came in and fucking took a motherly role to two kids and a fucking man child living at home with his parents. And yeah, you know, it's not hard to fucking get a job and go figure out how to fucking, you know, make life work. You shouldn't have had a second fucking kid. OP, I hope you do wonderful things with your fucking degree. I hope you fucking take your parents out on vacation and then invite fucking Curtis and be like, you just have to pay for yourself. I'm paying for the parents and myself. You know, pay for yourself. Oh, you can't afford it. Oh, damn. You know, and babysitting is expensive, wildly fucking expensive. Why do you think I don't have any kids? Because I can't afford that shit.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying how expensive it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get to, you know, fucking live the way I want to live and do whatever the fuck I want to do. And it's like, cool. But, you know. Yeah, you know, the first part of your life was out of control, and now you want to fucking control it. Now you fucking kind of got a grasp on it. Now you're being fucking controlling, and you can't see it from the other side. Go get some therapy, my guy. Go see it from the other fucking side. How about that? Yeah, you know, I'm not being a dick or nothing. Just, you know, go see what, you know, a therapist would say. OP, you're awesome. Let's see what the fucking comments say. I'm not the asshole. I don't really see the disparity. He brought three people into the household when you were a minor. Oh, yeah, that's right. OP was living in the fucking house, too. Your parents put a roof over his child, and other adults' heads. Of course, he should have been contributing to the costs accumulated. I could be worded. I don't know if that's a thing. He was rent-free when there was a non-family member in the household. And a child is expensive, so he should be contributing the extra cost of the baby / toddler in the house. I doubt the rent he paid even covered their expenses, and he was happy to pay them all the time. Yeah, I mean, to have a house, and I doubt that parents fucking charge full-ass rent. You know, and OP, I'm sure, is paying for college, or the parents are paying for college. It doesn't matter. You know, being a student is a stressful full-time fucking job. And people that have a full-time job on top of going to college, you fucking people, you know, I see why you own companies. I don't do that. I drive a truck. You know, I make more than a lot of fucking college students, though, which is a damn shame.
I've always felt so guilty. So when I moved out of my aunt and uncle's place and I moved in here with you, I felt so bad because I was paying they're charging me nothing. I was paying $400 a month for rent, and I felt so bad because I knew when I moved out, it was going to hit them really hard. And I've always felt so bad because I knew it hit them really bad financially when I moved out, when they lost that extra $400 a month. I feel so bad about it, like, all the time whenever I think about it.
No. Like, I know where they live, and I have a good idea of, you know, the fees and all that bullshit that they have to pay. They knew what they were getting into when they moved in there. And $400 is a laughable amount.
Not at the time.
I'm sure they're doing fine now.
They're doing better. But I've always felt it was...
Send them home like a, you know, $100 for Christmas or whatever. You know, like, hey. I mean, you know, we're taking them out to dinner when we get out there for, the 5th of July? So, yeah, it's going to be great.
I know. I know they're fine now. I've just always felt guilty.
Nah, don't feel guilty. It's fine.
Nah, I knew they were stressed out. And I hated seeing it. But they're better now. And it's not like my fault. My fault. It was just a factual happenstance.
Yeah, no, like... It... Like, $400 could help me, but it's not going to be life-changing money for me.
Exactly. It's not life-changing, but it is uncomfortable at some points.
Yeah. So, yeah. Curtis, you're a fucking piece of shit. OP, you're great. Parents... Real MVPs here. Great fucking parents that didn't kick their kid to the curb when he had a
fucking kid. My dad basically did this to his parents. Like, straight up. Like, for a while, we were living with them because we had no fucking home. And, like, the agreement was that my dad was going to pay them back. And then once he bought a house and things were settled again, they were like, they asked my dad to pay him back. And he was like, no, fuck you. You're my parents. You owe this to me.
No.
He did that shit.
Stupid. Now for another Am I the Asshole? By Throw Stepsis Dress or Throwaway Stepsis Dress. Am I the asshole for not wearing the wedding dress my stepsister handmade for me?
Ooh.
I, 25 Ooh, female, ow. Got married 2 weeks ago. My now husband, 27 male, paid for most of the wedding, but my father covered a few costs for us. My father's girlfriend, Stella, has a daughter, Zoe, 21 female, who finished her degree in fashion, who wants to get in the wedding dress industry once she graduates. When I started planning my wedding, she offered to design and make my dress. I was hesitant at first. I had been excited about picking out my own dress. I agreed because I didn't know Zoe well. My father had only been dating her mother for 2 years. And I thought this could be a nice opportunity to bond. Also, I've seen some of her work. She had made a couple ball gowns in college, and she seemed honestly good. We met up a few times to discuss our ideas. During those, I realized our styles were drastically different, but we still managed to agree on a design. I gave Zoe my measurements and asked her to update me. She didn't. Whenever I asked how she was doing, she'd say she'd send me progress pictures when she got home. She never did. It took her longer than expected to finish. I didn't get the dress until a month before my wedding. It looked nothing like the design we agreed on. It was the wrong color, the wrong style, everything. It looked exactly like the type of dress Zoe would wear, and I knew I'd never wear anything like it, nor did I like the dress. When I tried it on, I found it was also 3 sizes too big, though I knew I could probably have it altered. I truly did not want to wear that dress on my wedding day. I called Zoe and I told her I wouldn't wear the dress. I said it looked lovely, but it's not the style we agreed on. I thought it would be best for me to find a different dress. I offered to pay her back for the work. She had made the dress for free. That's very nice. She declined and hung up on me. I went to a retail bridal store with my maid of honor. We found a beautiful gown that didn't need much altering. It looked exactly like what I wanted. Fast forward to my wedding, I walked down the aisle in the dress I bought.
Yes.
Zoe seemed to be on the verge of tears during the ceremony.
Oh my God.
And Stella gave me dirty looks throughout the reception. When I approached them a while later, they are both sure of me. My father, Stella, and Zoe left less than an hour into the reception. My father and Stella called me the next day and tore me off for how I treated Zoe. This is the very first time making a wedding dress, and she'd be excited to see me wearing it. They said it was insulting of me not to wear the dress she put so much effort into.
Oh my God.
I tried to explain why I hadn't worn the dress, but they're both insisting the dress was beautiful and I could have sucked it up.
Oh my God.
Would my husband and younger sister, not Zoe, are on my side.
Good.
I have been feeling guilty about this since I decided not to wear the dress.
Oh my God.
Am I the asshole?
Of course not.
You know, here's the thing, Zoe. If you're going to make something, you know, fucking put in updates. Like, I've had a couple, you know, logos designed by some people overseas. And, you know, they would update me all the fucking time. Be like, you know, here's where I'm at. You know, do you like this style? You know, should I go with something else? And blah, 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 blah. And it worked great, you know. And I paid them for all their fucking work. And I'm like, cool. You know, this is exactly what I fucking wanted. Now I have all the fucking software. Now I can do it myself. But it was well worth it to just, you know, fucking pay somebody else that had the expertise and the fucking time to do it.
Oh my God, babe, you don't understand. Like, going to stores and trying on different dresses, looking for your dress, is an experience that is, you have no idea how amazingly awesome it is to go try on wedding dresses, to go pick out your dress. And OP had been denying that herself, that because she trusted this person to make a very specific design, and then when she didn't get that design, it's like you've missed out on everything on purpose because you trusted this person and this person failed you.
Fucking...
Of course she needs to go try on dresses and pick out her dress, because now is the time to do so, and she deserves to enjoy every single set of it, and finding the dress of her dreams is what is important. And I am so proud of OP for getting her wedding dress, because babe, you just don't understand how important it is to pick out a wedding dress. There is so much tradition and anticipation and patience that has been rewarded. Oh my God, picking out your wedding dress is one of the best experiences of your life. I guarantee it.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
Exactly, babe.
OP, fucking here's what you do. You take a picture of the dress, you know, you wearing it, and then you send screenshots of all the agreed upon design styles and sizes and everything to the fucking parents, to the mom, to your dad, and just be like, hey, this is what we agreed on. This is what she fucking provided me, which was nothing of what I wanted. You can give Zoe back her dress and see if she can sell it to like one of her friends. And it's like, oh, cool. You know, one of your friends might really fucking want this dress. And it's like, oh, fuck yeah, this is a perfect fucking dress. And then you can, you know, get into it. Designing wedding dresses, you have to fucking design like 100 of them and have someone pick out one of them. You know, like you might have a wedding dress that just sits there, you know, on the shelf for your entire life and no one ever wants it. It's like comedy. Like I, you know, might have a few jokes that no one likes. Maybe one person might ever fucking like it, and it's like, cool. But, you know, I have to just shelf that joke because I'm like, oh, I like that joke, but, you know, no one else did. You know, or a joke is just too clever or fucking you put too much effort into researching the joke, and it's like, oh, well, fucking no one knows who fucking, you know, Liberace is. So.
Okay, you know what? No, OP's on a precipice. OP's on a precipice where she can continue to beg for attention from these very now toxic individuals and continue this nasty cycle of where she's constantly being like the fucking whatever, like everyone's just mean to her and she just takes it passively. Or she can be continuing with the decision where she picked her own dress. This is a boundary, and if they're going to continue to be toxic like this, she has to completely within her right to stop all contact now and just walk away from this and move forward with her family, who is supporting her in picking out her dress. Like,
well, I mean, like, the dad has to fucking be on the mom's side because the mom gives him blowjobs. You know, the fucking mom has to be on her daughter's side because that's her daughter. And then the daughter just, you know, is fucking butt hurt because she's 21 and someone didn't like her shit. It's like, yeah, get over it. That's how that fucking goes. Sometimes someone's not going to like the shit that you put out. You know, fucking like Lizzo. Like, Lizzo fucking, you know, goes out and makes music and does her own fucking thing. And then, you know, people fucking make fun of her all the goddamn time. Make her the butt of the fucking joke because she's a bigger black rotund woman. And it's like, you know, fucking let her have her fun. But, you know, she doesn't let that shit get to her. I mean, probably does. But, yeah. Zoe, which probably is not your real fucking name.
I would hope not.
Yeah, you just finished a degree in fashion. Congratulations. Now go fucking put that shit to practice. You know, like someone that had just gotten their, you know, just finished trucking school, I don't expect them to be a great trucker. Okay?
Exactly.
You have to fucking be a trucker for 10 years for me to be like, okay, yeah, you're a real fucking trucker. Hardcore.
Babies.
Like, I'm not even there yet. I've already hit 1,000,000 miles. You know, I wouldn't call myself a real trucker yet. So, fucking, you know, go make a name for yourself. You know, go be one of those fucking big wigs out in the fucking fashion industry. And you're going to find out that, oh, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you're just shit at the fucking, at your passion. So. Now for the last, am I the asshole? Yeah, pretty sure, yep. Of this. By Familiar Bend 8328. Am I the asshole for making my daughter go into the store to pick up an online order for me? So I, 43 female, had to order something for my son, 10 male, for a school play that he had to be in an hour. Long story short, that a costume piece tore and he needed at the very last minute to order a new one to pick up before his play. I ordered the costume piece online at our local costume shop, and I asked my daughter, 16 female, if she can just run in and grab it for me because I had the newborn to be taken care of and hadn't showered. She said she didn't mind doing it. I told her it was time to go and to pick it up. She started saying that she had just remembered that someone she doesn't like, I believe an ex-friend, works at that costume shop, and she doesn't want to run into them or see them. I told them it'd be fine and just to go in and do it because she's not going to be in the shop for any more than a minute and she's picking up an online order. She was still refusing and I had threatened punishment to get her to finally go in and pick it up. By the way, she refused to tell me exactly what she did not want to see. She refused to tell me exactly why she did not want to see this person when I asked her. I'm not sure that detail matters much. I thought I'd include it because I'd be willing to figure out, you know, something if it was really that serious. But anyway, after she went, she came back crying. She threw the bag with the order on me, stomped upstairs, and slammed her door. All this happened yesterday afternoon. She was still refusing to come out of her room. I thought she was just being dramatic and a bit ridiculous. But the whole thing, when my husband, 45 male, came home, I had explained what happened earlier to him, and he told him that I was the one being ridiculous, forcing our daughter to go do something she didn't want to. Ugh, fucking word vomit. No, OP, I already see the fucking asshole score at the top of the screen. I'd say you're not being an asshole. You know, your daughter needs to get the fuck over it.
I feel like there are details missing from this.
Like, if it was an abusive ex-boyfriend, yeah, you're kind of being an asshole. You know, and, you know, if your daughter was like, yeah, my abusive ex-boyfriend fucking works there, or, you know, my bully works there, or something like that, you know, fucking bring those fucking details out, and it's like, okay, I'll fucking go in and get it. You know. But, You know, if you're just like, I'm not going to tell you why I don't want to go in there.
Well, no, OP literally didn't ask her why she didn't want to go in there. She didn't ask her daughter why she didn't want to go in there.
No, she did. By the way, she refused to tell me exactly why she did not want to see this person when I asked her. You know, fucking OP already explained that the reason that the daughter didn't want to go in there is because there was a person that she didn't want to see.
Yes. That explains nothing.
I mean, yeah, that explains fucking nothing, and the daughter didn't want to explain why she didn't want to go see this fucking person. So I feel like, you know, it's OP's fucking daughter's fault. You know, it's like, hey, you know, explain to me why you don't want to fucking go in there. And then, you know, I'll fucking be like, okay, that's a good reason. But I don't want to do it just because there's a bitch in there. Fucking go in there.
Yeah, this is because OP didn't explain herself, but I feel like OP didn't because she knew she wasn't going to be heard. Based on how the entire phrasing this person has used throughout this.
I'm pretty sure this is from Am I the Devil, but... let's see what the fucking comments say. You're the asshole. Threatening someone with the punishment because they didn't want to go do something... they don't have to do is not a way to treat people. Your daughter told you she didn't want to see someone who works there. Could be silly teenage drama, maybe, but the reason could be more serious. In any case, you should not be forcing people around others that they don't. But here's the thing, you know, if something more serious happened, you know, your daughter should come up and tell you. That way you can come and press charges. That way these people can get convicted of the fucking evil shit that they do. You know, like that's all I'm saying. Like, if it's some silly teenage drama, get the fuck in there. Go in and do it. You know, but if it's something more serious, fucking let me know. If it's like, you know, a rapist ex-boyfriend or something like that, you know, let me know. So that way.
The point is, you don't know. And so you're making assumptions with a lack of knowledge.
That's why, that I kind of put it on the daughter.
Well, no, that is why OP is the asshole.
You know, I'm saying, you know, kind of everyone sucks here.
OP has done nothing to investigate the truth. So, not the asshole. Or you are the asshole, sorry.
Or go into that store and be like, hey, why is my daughter crying now?
Because now you care.
Go in. Go figure it out. And then be like, yo, why is my daughter crying? And then get that fucking person fired from their fucking job. Get them fucking blackballed from the entire fucking town and be like, hey, guess what? Now you can't work in this fucking town. Leave. That's really what it comes down to. Fucking leave. If you can't fucking be nice, you know, but, you know, if I, you know, have an area that I don't want to go to, like if my wife, you know, is like, hey, can you go into the store really quick? Can you go into Kohl's really quick? You know, like, go pick up something. I don't know. You don't really have too many places that you're like, do that shit. But I'm like, oh, no, my old baby mama's in there. And I don't want her to hit me up for, like, child support because I abandoned a child, you know, 20 years ago. I'm like, doing the math now. I'm like, oh, fuck. That was, like, when I was, like, 15. But, you know, some silly shit like that. Then, you know, like, be honest, you know, figure out why the fuck, you know, don't want to go do something or do want to go do something. Maybe, you know, in the future, be like, okay, I'll go take care of all that shit. But I don't want to take you to prom. Because I there's reasons. I just don't want to go to prom. I don't want to take you to prom. Fuck you, bitch. And then, you know. Your daughter's like, oh, fuck, I just dug myself a huge-ass hole. Or if your daughter ever wants to go to that costume store, be like, no, I'm not taking you because you're going to come out crying again. Like a fucking child. You know, I hate shit like that. It's like, fucking grow the fuck up. You know, am I an asshole for, you know, having that opinion? grow the fuck up. You know, if there's someone you don't like, just deal with that shit. A lot of people I don't like. I just deal with that shit.
Again, there is a lack of information. That is the whole point of this, is there is a lack of information.
So, Opie, fucking, if you ever hear this, which I doubt you ever will, go investigate. Go figure out what the fuck is the issue. And if your daughter's not willing to fucking, you know, say anything, just be like, okay, I'm going to get the police involved. Because, you know, I'm just going to assume the worst. I'm going to assume it's a rape and, you know, all that. And then, you know, have the police go and fucking investigate some shit and then bada bing, bada boom. And then maybe you can fucking, you know, help people in the future. And then get her into therapy. Get your daughter into therapy. That's all I have to say. Now time for Am I Wrong? And then this one has a little bit of an update. Short one. By Jazzed Like Conditioned CD. Like Jazzed Like Conditioned CD. Fucking people with their fucking usernames. Jesus Christ.
So are you obligated to say their username on purpose?
That way no one is like, that was me. I don't know. I just do.
Huh. Like, is it like a protocol or something? Because, like, everyone does that.
I feel like it's just more polite, you know, kind of like giving credit where credit's due.
So it's protocol.
You know, like anytime I fucking make a karaoke thing, I put, you know, the artist, the CD, the album, the song, you know, all that bullshit up, you know, and I link it to the original song. I'm like, hey, here you guys go.
Ah, brute honesty at its finest. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, I don't know.
No, I understand now. Thank you.
So my girlfriend, 25 female, and I, 25 male, were both in a relationship for 5 years. Last week, she texted me that we are done. Fuck off, Mudgy. And that was her last message before she blocked me. She gave no heads up that she was planning. She gave no heads up. I was planning on proposing to her next month. Her sister did reach out to me saying it was not my fault and she understood my hurt. But for my mental health, it was better to never contact them again. And that maybe in the future, my girlfriend might reach out to me again. It has been a week and I'm obviously distraught, but my girlfriend did leave a lot of her stuff at my house. Would it be wrong if I just dumped it all out? It does include a lot of mementos from her deceased grandmother, who she was extremely close to. I feel like something else happened with your girlfriend, OP.
Oh, yeah, no, something bad happened. Something very bad happened. And I don't know what, and I don't want to make assumptions on what it is, but something very bad has happened. And no, you should not throw away her stuff. Because right now things are 180 in whatever reality they're living before and things are not going well. So for the love of God, do not throw away her stuff. Set it aside. Pack it up. Whatever the fuck. Put in the garage. Please don't throw it away. Just get it out of your space.
I mean, there is an update to say what OP did.
Well, that's just how I feel about the situation.
But Squirrely Squirrel said, put it all in a box and message her sister to come collect it within 14 days or 30 days if that's a law for abandoned items in your state. Be
that's,
the better
that's
person.
Why I do it.
If you have to look back and regret how you acted, it was just clothed. You know, I'd say chuck it. You know, give them a chance to collect it. So there is an update. I boxed up all my ex's stuff yesterday, drove over to her sister's house this morning and dropped the boxes off.
Oh my.
I got a text from her sister a couple minutes ago and she thanked me. Was sorry for what I was going through and texted a bunch of other stuff. It was a really long text, but I couldn't bother reading past the first couple of lines. She was still typing something as I saw the three dots, but I couldn't be bothered anymore. So I blocked her. And so that is that. Time to pick up the pieces and move on, I guess. Oh, well, thanks for the great advice, Reddit. Gonna go try and move to a different state as soon and start fresh.
Oh, my God, OP. Whew, you have made the best of the situation. I feel really good for OP. I'm sorry. This is rough. This is awful. And this is going to be so much work. But thank God, OP. I couldn't imagine a better decision. You were 100% correct to see this as a walk away and also walk away. Amazing props to you. I wish you all the good luck in this world.
Yeah, you did a good thing. Yeah, I mean, a five-year relationship, that fucking blows, dude.
So I believe in stoicism, and that is how this shit works. So I am beyond pleased to see this decision.
No, like I've had like a year-long relationship like blow up. And 5 years, it's like, oh.
It's gonna be rough.
You know, get them tears out, you know. Your boys, if they're boys, will not fucking, you know, make fun of you or laugh at you for any of that shit.
I feel like in this situation, it's like, don't ask stupid questions if you don't want stupid answers.
I have friends and like they're fine with, you know, seeing like one of their exes at like the bar and shit like that. And it's like, and I'd never bring it up. I leave that shit on the fucking ground. I wasn't a part of that ever. And even if I was, I leave it on the fucking ground. It is not mine to fucking pick up. It's not mine to mess with.
I feel like a clean cut and relocation is the best way to handle this immense loss of such a long-term relationship.
Well, I mean, like, you know, how...
Like, don't hang around and see them. Like, they say no. Like, it's just clean.
I mean, like yeah, like, that... I doubt your girlfriend will ever get back with you because it will remind her of the fucking thing that made her go no contact. Or you are the thing that made her go no contact. I don't know. The fact that her sister did reach out to you is a good sign for you.
It is a good sign for you.
But some bad shit could have fucking happened with your girlfriend and your parents. Her parents do not want you to be involved.
It doesn't matter. OP doesn't need to know.
But still a five-year fucking relationship. I feel like the parents should have, you know, like invited the boyfriend a little bit more for 5 years. Like, I feel like that's longer than most marriages last. I feel like that's longer than,
what
like...
What is the average marriage length in America?
Let me look it up. You know, it's a very Googleable question. What is the average marriage length in America?
8 years.
8 years.
Okay, so if we married in 2018 and now it's 2024, how long have we been married?
Well, 6 years.
So we're hitting the
So we're almost done.
Yeah, we're hitting the high end of the average. That's nice. It's nice.
You know, we've been together, I feel like 8 years, honestly, because we got married when Donald Trump got into office.
And then we met when I was 16 and you were 17, so.
Was I that young? There's no way.
Oh, no, that's right. Give me one more second.
I was 18.
Yeah, and I was 17. I always get confused because I started college at 16 and I met you in college. And so my brain doesn't remember time in the correct order.
Yeah. So.
Time is
confusing. OP, you're a good dude.
Yeah, props.
I would not blame this breakup on you. I know it's going to be difficult.
You are an excellent human being, and I promise you are going to find a much better mate.
Or you might find a much worse one. You never know.
Point is, props, you are worthy, and you will be very worthyful to a new partner.
Now on to relationship advice. By Lux Gecky. I, 31 female, told my white fiancé, 31 male, he can't say the N-word. How do I maintain this boundary?
What?
Just from the title, dump them. Okay? Just dump them.
What?
A 31 female black woman, and my partner, a 31 male, is a white man. We're engaged and have been together over a year. I love him with all my heart. He said this word the other day as a joke and then defended its use repeatedly. He did apologize, but he doesn't understand why I'm so bothered. I personally work in the nonprofit sector, and justice work is a really big part of my identity. In addition to this, he thinks it's hilarious that his mom keeps calling me the name of his ex, who is also a woman of color. He says it's okay because we look similar. We don't. How do I explain this isn't okay and expect better moving forward?
Can you read it again for me, please?
I, a 31 female black woman, and my partner, a 31 male, is a white man. We're engaged and have been together over a year. I love him with all my heart. He said the N-word the other day as a joke. He defended its use repeatedly. He did apologize, but he doesn't understand why I'm bothered. I personally work in the nonprofit sector, and justice work is a really big part of my identity. In addition to this, he thinks it's hilarious that his mom keeps calling me the name of his ex, who is also a woman of color. He says it's okay because we look similar. We don't. How do I explain this isn't okay and expect better moving forward?
What the fuck?
So here's what it is. Your fucking hubby fucking fiance is a fucking kind of like a racist.
And she's being addressed by her partner's ex?
Yeah. So
name?
So, you know, her fiance, you know, his mother keeps referring to, you know, OP, let's, you know, call her, you know, like a black name, you know, like LaQuisha.
Okay, move forward.
Move forward. I'm racist. I don't know.
That was kind of rough. Just move forward.
How am I racist? Just I know move. A black woman named LaQuisha.
Just move forward.
And then the ex is like Queen Latifah. How about that?
That works. Thank you. Continue with that.
How am I a bad guy for knowing black people?
Oh my God. Just because it called you out does not mean you need to defend yourself. I know who you are. Just move forward.
I am brown. I'm a brown guy.
I understand your reaction. Move forward.
I can say, you know, a soft A without getting in trouble.
Exactly. But he is white and his mom is calling her by his ex's name.
Yeah. Queen Latifah.
Awful. Now move forward.
So, you know, obviously, Opie, your fucking fiance's mom is totally a racist. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to But fucking check his goddamn privilege. Put that motherfucker in check. I know you know how. And it is the funniest thing when I see that shit in public. You know, put me in check too. I don't care.
Okay, so from my view, he's around her family and her family's black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he hears that word like all the time because they are acceptable saying that word in each other's presence. And so it's a word that he's hearing a lot of the time, I'm assuming. And it's become a staple in the back of his mind when addressing people around him because phonetically he's been hearing that word all the time. And so from this point of view, I understand why this happened, but that happened, but right now everyone kind of needs to reorganize themselves, and I don't know if it's going well or not. Because phonetics are important in language for some reason, and I don't understand this, but I know this is phonetics.
Okay. As a brown guy, dump him. You know, give him a fucking ultimatum. Be like, if you ever... Like, I, you know, I had Tron, you know, as my roommate for a long fucking time. And never, you know, he's like, you have the N-word passed around me. I'm like, no. I do not use that fucking word. Because I just, it's a big fucking no.
But it's just a sound. Why is that sound so wrong?
It's because fucking... you know, white slave masters used it to demean, you know, what they deemed as their property. So fucking, you know, the white man would fucking come up and be like, hey, N-word, get back to work. You know, it's like when you call your fucking dog dog or you call your cat cat.
Okay, so you understand why OP is making this a boundary and you feel like this isn't a boundary she should enforce then, correct?
Yes, I am fully on fucking OP's side. I'm like, go ahead and let's see what the fucking comments say. Like I don't even need to fucking defend myself here.
Yeah, no.
I'm white and also have a white fiance. I'm white, and if I told you my white fiance called me a demeaning name out of nowhere and defended himself because it was a joke and allowed his mother to call me X's name even though we look totally different except having red hair, you would tell me I'm in a bad situation and his disrespect for me was a huge red flag. You maintain that boundary by leaving him when he or his mother are disrespectful and only get one more chance because if you have kids, it's going to get worse.
Yes. This is not a good situation to
I love this. Coming from another black person, why the fuck are you marrying him again? As a black woman, I know dating scene is terrible, but sis, you got to pick up your bar off the floor because this kid can't even clear it there. he doesn't respect you. Full stop.
Yes. Yes.
He lets his mom disrespect you constantly and hasn't bothered to correct and check her behavior.
Yes.
If he and they are like this now, how do you think they'll be after marriage?
This is truth.
So, yeah, fucking.
This is everything I wanted to say, but either, backwards.
You know, you have fucking two paths right now. Either A, fucking, you know, just break up with them. Just be like, we're done. Fuck you. You know, you're a disrespectful fucking punk ass motherfucker. And how the fuck dare you do this shit to me?
See, or this is a clean cut.
Or B, fucking have a come to Jesus moment. Be like, you need to fucking get your mom in check. You need to get yourself in check. No more of this bullshit can ever fucking happen again, or we're done. Like, ever. If your mom ever fucking calls me your ex's name again, we're done. If you ever fucking say the N-word again, we're done. Anything, we're done.
Like, if OP feels like he deserves one more chance, then yes. But if she's going to keep giving in to one more chance, then that's not good. But she is more than welcome to be like, okay, cool. This is my boundary. If you respect my boundary, things are chill. And that's all it is just supporting her in this situation, which is creepy and fucked up. That's all she's asking. And if he fails a second time, that's when she needs to bounce.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend, you know, back in North Dakota named Omega. The first time I ever met Omega, he was a black man too. Just to, you know, put this in perspective. He came around the corner. I was hanging out with my friend Sean. Came around the corner, fucking chicken wing in one hand, an Old English 40 malt liquor in the other hand. Every fucking stereotype of black people you could ever imagine, Omega nailed. Fat white chick pregnant at home, done. Every fucking thing. I still didn't, like, that was the closest I ever came to saying the N-word. Closest? Like, still, no.
It's still phonetics at the end of the day.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you have two fucking choices. Take one or take the other, or do nothing and fucking be a doormat the rest of your life. That's really it. So
words are so bewildering at times.
Yeah, I mean, like,
no idea.
Well, like, you know, if people call me a fucking Punjabi fucking spick, whatever, I really don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me too much. But it's the disrespect from the mother that really gets to me. It's like, you can look past, you know, your fucking hubby saying the N-word one time. Okay, whatever.
It's so much easier to converse with animals.
Yep. Because you're going to look at them and be like, meow, 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 meow. And you can be saying the N-word to them, too. Now on to relationship advice. The final one. The final story of tonight. By Flower Cleo Lily. I am 34 female, Today, I vomited on my boyfriend's 29 male penis. How do I move on?
Oh my God, girl. Join the club.
This is really hard for me to post. Today, after eating Easter dinner, we got into it pretty intensely. I had weight loss surgery 2 years ago and have some issues with regurgitation with my small stomach, and it's very easy for me to vomit. Today, we were finishing, and I thought I could take him deeper than I normally do.
No!
When doing this, when he finished, I vomited all over his penis. I was mortified and yelled, "Don't look!" I was horrified and cleaned him up while crying. It was the most embarrassing and disgusting moment of my life. He just made jokes about it and told me it felt amazing before that moment. We then took a shower together and he told me that there's no one else that could be as good for me as him, even though I did that. He's neutral about it and maybe even feels proud that he's so big that he did that to me, LOL. His way of making me feel about things, but I'm upset about his humor. I don't think I will ever be able to move beyond this. How do I move on? Will I ever be able to do this again without feeling self-conscious?
Yes, you will, girl. I promise you. It only happens a few times. And, like, it's real quick. It's real easy to figure out how it works. Like, it's super easy.
Like, I mean, she's 34. She's older than
she
you.
Needs practice, okay? Like, I needed practice. I vomited a few times on your dick, and then once I figured it out, it never happened again because I figured out how to make sure.
See, like, I'd pull my penis out, and she's like, "Bleh!" Like, without even putting it in her mouth. You're like, gross.
No.
Put that away. Ew. Ew. Nasty.
Ew-y. You have to make mistakes before you're good at it. Which is, for a while, I insisted on only giving you blowjobs when we were in the shower so you wouldn't notice if it happened and it needed to be washed away. Like, I purposely hid it, but, like, it took practice.
From a guy's perspective, you have to move on. It's awkward for you, but I promise for him, he'll think it's just as funny as you said he's making jokes. You try and please him by going past your limit, by showing him you're trying to please him. It's, like, sort of a compliment to him. You shouldn't feel bad at all. I guess it's kind of like anal and shitting on someone else's dick. Like, you just have to get over it and laugh about it.
Oh my God, that was like the first few times when I peed too during sex. Like, oh my God, it was dreadful. But now it's just fine. It's just chill.
You're not alone. I regrettably also did this to a friend with benefits. He pushed my head and I vomited. It was really chill about it, surprisingly. Interestingly, he thinks about me vomiting on his dick means his dick is massive. After that incident, he asked...
The lies of porn that has given us a perfect cover.
He asked me, does my dick make you want to vomit as a dirty talk?
That's amazing!
He doesn't care about it. Prepare to laugh about it in the future. Have fun. Move forward. I know it's a hard thing to process, but he doesn't care and you shouldn't care.
Nah, don't. You shouldn't care.
So
you did good, girlfriend. Whoop.
You did a wonderful fucking thing.
And you learned an important lesson not to do this right after overeating, which is not, if you need to do it from time to time, that's fine. Don't
I
be
mean,
guilty about it. But
vomit for Jesus. I mean, do what you do.
She's learned that there are certain things she can't do after indulging one pleasure she cannot experience a second. It's a pro-con type thing when you eat a trigger food or overeat. Oh, you can't do both. It's annoying. It's annoying as fuck.
They're washable. He'll be okay.
Ugh.
So, yep. That's it. Thank you all so much for being here for this Easter April Fool's fucking one.
Like, this is why we can't have sex when we get sushi. Like, this will happen.
What, you'll vomit on me?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no.
No, and that will be expensive as vomit, okay? Like, that costs money. I'm not vomiting up money food, okay? Mm-hmm. That bitch stays down.
It's fine. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll be back next week with probably your regular shit. Or if this fucking does well, then we'll keep doing this.
Well, no, we promised Courtney, so we have to do one with Courtney.
Okay, so we'll do another one with fucking Courtney then. She wasn't here because this was Easter, and obviously it's a family holiday. And you know,
unless you're Greek, it's further down the road. Greeks have their own Easter, including the Orthodox Greece.
So, yeah, we'll probably do this again next week with some more fucking bullshit like this. I kind of enjoyed this, honestly. I mean, like, I might, you know, do, like, big news stories, but, you know, this is kind of fun.
Do Jewish people celebrate Easter?
No. They killed Jesus. They're the reason he's dead.
Okay.
Like, that's what the holiday is about, is dead Jesus. Why would the Jews celebrate Easter? They have their own fucking...
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I don't know. I do not have the information. Help me.
Here, I'll fucking Google it for you.
Thank you. One must set self aside from the first source of information.
Jews celebrate Easter.
And search for...
However, Jews do not celebrate Easter since they do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
All right.
They do not believe in the resurrection, you know, anything. No.
I know nothing about Jew. I know nothing about their religion. Absolutely nothing.
Well, if you want to learn about the, you know, religion of Judaism, Ari Shaffir has a great special that explains a lot of it in a hilarious way called Jew. So go check out Ari Shaffir's comedy special, Jew, on Netflix everywhere.
What you just said reminded me something. I once heard the phrase, comedy allows you to talk about something completely taboo in a way, in the only way that it is possible. That just made me think of that.
Yep. No, it's a good fucking special. He has like a million fucking candles behind him. It's hilarious. It's like one of the few fucking specials that I've watched like more than like 5 times.
So. That sounds... Next time, can we watch it together?
Yeah.
Will you mind if I ask questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Trust me, I don't know talking about Judaism. I just know they killed Jesus. And...
I know nothing. Can we watch it together and talk about it afterwards?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So thank you all so much, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.